This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian forces fired cruise missiles at the southern Ukrainian city of Odessa Saturday, bombarding a besieged steel mill and Mariupol, hoping to complete their quest of the port in time for Victory Day celebrations. Officials announced that the last women, children, and older adults have been evacuated from the mill, but Ukrainian fighters remain trapped. In a sign of the unexpectedly effective defense that has sustained the fighting into the, its 11th week, Ukraine's military flattened Russian positions on a Black Sea island that was captured in the war's first days and has become a symbol of resistance. The military analysts also said the Ukrainian counteroffensive was advancing around the country's second-largest city of Kharkiv, even as it remained a key target of Russian shelling. The largest European conflict since World War II has developed into a punishing war of attrition that has killed thousands of people, forced millions to flee their homes, and destroyed the large swaths of cities. Ukrainian leaders warned that attacks would only worsen in the lead-up to Russia's holiday on Monday celebrating Nazi Germany's defeat 77 years ago. Reviews of the missing in Cuba's capital, and relatives, I should say, are desperately searching for the victims of the explosion at one of Havana's most luxurious hotels that killed at least 27 people. They check the morgue and hospitals, and if unsuccessful, they return to the partially collapsed Hotel Saratoga. A natural gas leak was the apparent cause of Friday's blast at the 96-room hotel. This is VOA News. A Hong Kong election committee voted to the city's only leadership candidate, John Lee, who's to win and become Hong Kong's next chief executive, replacing Carrie Lam, whose term ends on July 1st. The airline operators of Nigeria says Nigerian Airlines will stop operations starting Monday until further notice. That's due to the high cost of jet fuel, VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Domestic flights have been disrupted since March as some airlines started to cancel internal schedules while others delayed operations, citing scarcity of jet fuel. Global jet fuel prices have soared after Russia's invasion of Ukraine triggered a surge in the crude oil market, hitting airlines and passengers with steep cost increases. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Afghanistan's Taliban leadership ordered all Afghan women to wear all covering clothing in public and threatened to punish their male relatives in cases of noncompliance. The decree Saturday evokes similar restrictions on women during the Taliban's promise and opting to appease their hard-line base, and all in their previous line rule between 1996 and 2001. That decision disrupted efforts by the Taliban to win recognition from potential international donors at a time when the country is mired in a worsening humanitarian crisis. The Irish Nationalist Party, Sinn Féin, has won the largest November seats and number of seats in the Northern Ireland Assembly for the first time, with almost all votes counted from Thursday's election. Sinn Féin has secured 27 of the Assembly's 90 seats. The Democratic Unionist Party has 24. The historic win means Sinn Féin is entitled to the post of First Minister in Belfast. It's a first for the Nationalist Party since Northern Ireland was founded as a Protestant majority in 1921. Recapping our top stories, Russian forces continue to fire missiles at the southern Ukrainian city of Odessa and bombarded a besieged steel mill in Mariupol. That was in hopes to complete their second part of capturing the port city for Victory Day celebrations. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.